on my floor playing mahogany and oh.
Of farmers have collected fifth inputs, according to Mulongoti, and PAKRA implores journalists to sensitize the public on BOT. Government says 99.94% of farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, have been successfully verified and collected their inputs following the 100% migration to the e-voucher system across all 116 districts in the country. Speaking during a FISP review meeting in Lusaka today, Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mulongoti, says the results achieved as at January 20th, 2026, demonstrate that the e-voucher is delivering on government's objectives of efficiency, transparency and accountability. The Patents and Companies Registration Agency, PAKRA, Registrar and Chief Executive Officer, Benson Palo, has challenged journalists to educate the public on the importance of the Beneficial Ownership Transparency, BOT. Mr. Mpalo says there is need to sensitize the public on the huge benefits that comes with BOT. He notes that educating and sensitizing the public on BOT will enable them to appreciate its importance in driving the country's economic growth.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said Europe must speed up its push for independence to defend itself in an increasingly lawless world. She told the European Parliament that the shift in the international order was not only seismic but permanent, and said that Europe needed to abandon its traditional caution. President Trump is on his way to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, which has been dominated by concerns about his determination to annex Greenland. He's due to address the gathering later after his flight was delayed by technical problems. On Tuesday, European leaders hit out at what they've called his neo-colonial ambitions. He's dismissed suggestions his demand for the Danish Arctic territory could rip up the NATO alliance.
The US dollar is trading at 20.17 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 27.15 ngwe. The Euro is trading at 23.67 ngwe. And the South African Rand, 1.22 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Kylian Mbappe scored twice, with Jude Bellingham also on target, as Real Madrid thrashed Monaco 6-1 in Alvaro Arbeloa's first Champions League game in charge of the Spanish side. Arbeloa, who replaced Xabi Alonso on 12th January after Real lost to Barcelona in the Spanish Super Cup final, saw his side run out comfortable winners to boost their chances of reaching the last 16. The 15-time European champions only needed 5 minutes before they took the lead against Monaco, whose former player hurt them yet again. Lusaka is mostly cloudy, with a maximum temperature 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be cloudy with thunderstorm in spots late, with the temperature dropping to as low as 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines. 99.9% of farmers have collected FISP inputs, according to Mulongoti, and PAKRA implores journalists to sensitize the public on BOT. My name is Terence Makwendo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
This is
it. All right, let's go.
Turn the volume all the way up. Rock FM.
Give me that.